Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jane Jordan Meyer is with us, folks. She's one of the new members of our Brain Trust. She is an expert in helping companies avoid crises or deal with them when they have them. She's the author of the 4 Highly Effective Stages of Crisis Management, and she's the founder of Media Skills Network, which is an organization that helps people like you and me deal with these kinds of things. But today she's here to talk to us about how to deal with all those things and blend them into the environment of social media. Jane Jordan Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's lovely to be with you. Good morning, Jim. It's
good to have you back. You've been spending a fair amount of time recently in addition to your crisis management work, where you help people manage things that happen that they don't like, you know, that are unfortunate or prevent them from happening, I guess. So, but you've also been doing a good bit overlaying, I should say, all of that over the social media environment that's out there. How do the two go together?
Well, the social media, really, I think anybody who's doing any level of crisis management planning, if they haven't included social media in a plan, then it's flawed, incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
Because, absolutely, I mean, you've got Twitter, like it's a new police scanner, breaks news, it's like a news agency. Then you've got what I say, Lord Google, the all-pervasive aggregator of all the news mm-hmm. out there. And then you have the Emperor Facebook, and you've got, you know, Lord Google and Emperor Facebook sort of competing out there to see who's going to. Yeah, they are. So it's sort of.
Well,
like,
and isn't it? It is interesting to see how Google feels threatened by Facebook, and because on the surface, you don't see the two as being connected all that much, do you?
Oh, but they are. Google searches Facebook, and now Google has brought out its Google Plus, which is going to be the direct competition to Facebook. Facebook has now incorporated Skype, free voice over into its facilities,
right.
So what that means in terms of small business and crisis is that you can actually engage directly with your customers. That's the very important thing about the social media today, is that you can engage directly. So even if you've got a very small business and you think, oh, how could I cope? You just could do it look at it in the morning and lunchtime, and when you first get to work or you first click on the computer or whatever you're doing first thing in the morning, have a coffee, click on and have a look at what news feeds are, what's going on Twitter, what are the trending topics, is it in your industry, could it impact you?
Mm-hmm.
For example, let's go back to the Domino's pizza, where, you know, a couple of rogue employees did some rather vile things to the food and they posted it on a YouTube. Now, that not only affected Domino's, that franchise, it affected all pizzas. So if you think of the pizza parlors around America, majority of those are small business. You know,
that's right. Franchisees.
The franchisees, absolutely. Or even just the small mom and pops. You know,
mm-hmm.
We've got Mary's here locally, and that impacted. So if it's happening in your industry, it's going to, even for a big franchise like Domino's, it impacts across all pizzas.
Let's say that we have our own pizza company business in flyover America, and that had happened. What should they have done? How should other companies, other pizza companies or other, you know, maybe not pizza, maybe just anyone, how should they have reacted to that? Would some people would say, just stay clear, it's their fight, it's their problem, don't get connected to it, don't make people associate you with that. Would that not be a good way to go?
Well, it's not. Well, yes, indeed, that's one way of looking at it, Jim, but you can also think about it like this, is that far from commenting and blasting away at Domino's, it's more about talking about the quality of your pizzas,
yeah.
How you do your quality control. You know, you've got to, we talked last time about the values. Your values are on display in a crisis. And it's really important to react quickly. You can post, if you're active on Twitter already, you can post something that talks about how you train your employees or mm-hmm. how you monitor the food quality, for example. In other words, you've got to protect your values. And if your customers are coming in talking, you know, you can talk about it. You can't ignore it. I mean, Rupert Murdoch, you know, he's in a crisis right now, the big media mogul. He says, you know, bury your mistakes. Well, you can't do that today. The mistakes are out there for everybody
to see. This comes back to what I say when I talk about the time that what I'm calling the age of the customer now. And the age of the customer, the customer's in control. And they are the co-owner of your brand message.
Oh, absolutely. They're highly invested in it. And we're now not only in the age of the super crisis, we're also now entering into the trust economy, the trust age. You know, the next decade is all about trust.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think Generation X, now they're in their mid-30s and 40s, they're the ones who are now leading or the key members of the workforce. So all small businesses now, I mean, they have their employee workforce, and they don't trust. They grew up with divorced parents, and they were probably the least looked after, I suppose, kids, because they're latchkey kids. So you think about trust now, and how do I engage people? You've got to really invest in your community. You've got to invest those dollars in the trust bank that we talked about,
and which is the way of either preventing or minimizing future crises.
Yes, absolutely, it is. I mean, you look. There's always going. You can't hide things today. The skeletons will always come out, and they come out in Twitter. They come out in Facebook. You can very quickly, if you haven't got a Facebook page for your business, whether you're a florist or a dry cleaner, a pizza franchisee. Or an insurance agent or a financial advisor. Facebook is like almost taking away from the web page today. You can put up a Facebook page very simply.
I tell you what, we're going to talk about this some more after these messages. Jane Jordan Meyer is our guest. Her book is called The Four Stages of Highly Effective Crisis Management. Jane, give us your website quickly, please.
It's crisismanagementbook.com, and you'll find lots of great resources there.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.